what that does for us is it really formalizes our relationship with the OFM, so our joint recruit firefighter classes that we run with all of the departments in Wellington County. We'll be able to continue offering certification testing for our firefighters. We'll be able to bring other courses to our county and offer that certification for the firefighters, and we can do it on our own schedule. So what really works well for volunteers is, you know, like a night class type format where a couple of times a week they can do night classes, and the course itself might take 4 or 5 weeks, but it's only a couple of nights a week. So we're not overburdening them with, you know, taking time off work and attending a week-long course. We can really work on their schedule. So we started down this road several years ago, but this is certainly going to make it a lot easier being designated as an RTC. So our county training officer, he's the one who spearheaded it, and he works out of Center Wellington. What's going to be unique about this regional training center is it's going to be a combination of all the sites that we use in Wellington County already, in particular for our recruit class. So what we currently do, and we've done for the last several years, is we have utilized various locations throughout the county for our recruit training program, and we kind of choose a site that best suits the training that we're doing at that particular time. So our RTC in the county will be different in that we're not a standalone bricks and mortar type training center. We're countywide, and we'll have several locations throughout the county where we'll conduct training. Many RTCs are physical buildings, but we were able to work with the OFM and show them the model that we currently use to deliver training, and they liked our model, and we were still able to receive that RTC designation.